Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, August 19th, One Take Wednesday. How's everybody doing today? I hope that you are doing really well. I'm excited that we are in the book of John, and we're going to take little snippets every day, but they're so jam-packed with theological richness. I hope I can do them justice. Well, honestly, I can't do them justice, but the Lord is amazing. He takes His word and He promises that it will not return void. And so we thank you, Lord, for that great promise today. After we read John 1, 14 through 18, we'll move over to the Psalms and read a snippet from Psalm 39. John chapter 1, starting in verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed His glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning Him and exclaimed, "This was the one whom I said, 'The one coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' Indeed, we have all received grace upon grace from His fullness. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is at the Father's side. He has revealed Him." Y'all, this is such an exciting juxtaposition of the book of Exodus with the book of John. Did you notice that word in verse 14? I told you about it a couple of days ago. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. According to my study Bible, this word dwelt means pitched His tent, and it's literally that He tabernacled with us. That is, in becoming flesh, He lived in our own nature, and we were able to see His glory. What are some ways that we see Jesus's glory? We see it on display in His miracles, and of course, in His death and then resurrection. No one had ever raised from the dead and ascended into heaven. The first followers of Jesus were trying to figure this out, right? What does this all mean for us? And throughout the centuries, they were still trying to figure out, what does it mean that the Lord has this flesh, this humanity, and also is divine in nature? Look at verse 15. John testified concerning Him and exclaimed, "This is the one of whom I said, 'The one coming after me ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.'" John is affirming here our Lord Christ's supremacy based on His preexistence. I can't wait to get further into the book of John, but today I just want to thank the Lord that He dwelt among us. In the Old Testament, it was the tabernacle that revealed God's glory, the intricacy, every detail in its place, the cloud hovering to remind us of God's presence, but it was kind of a veiled presence. But in Jesus Christ, we can see face to face who God is. And we have four Gospels which tell us stories about the character of Jesus. So today, Lord, give us a love for Jesus. Help us to want to know Jesus more. Let's turn over now to the Psalms, Psalm 39. I'm going to read the first six verses. For the choir director, for Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, "I will guard my ways so that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth with a muzzle as long as the wicked are in my presence. I was speechless and quiet. I kept silent, even from speaking good, and my pain intensified. My heart grew hot within me. As I mused, a fire burned. I spoke with my tongue, 'Lord, Make me aware of my end and the number of my days, so that I will know how short-lived I am. In fact, you have made my days just inches long, and my lifespan is nothing to you. Yes, every human being stands as only a vapor. Yes, a person goes about like a mere shadow. Indeed, they rush around in vain, gathering possessions without knowing who will get them. I'm going to read verse 4 again. Lord, make me aware of the end and the numbers of my days, so that I will know how short-lived I am. Thank you for listening along today and every day to God's Word as we are trying to contend alongside each other, encouraging one another, also being encouraged by the Spirit of God and the promises of God that His Word does not return void. Have you ever had a moment where you were sobered up in life, where you were going down a path and thinking a lot about different material things that really had nothing of significance in them? And then something happened that made you realize the brevity of life. This happened to me just last week. I was talking with a friend who is immune compromised and has had a lot of health issues. And we were just chatting about a lot of different things, good things, and then things just of life. And I got distracted during our conversation about an email I received from this little bidding site where I had bid on an Amazon return, and I had not seen it. It was in my junk mail, and I ranted about it for a few minutes. Well, that very night, this specific friend had an episode which was, she could have died, but she didn't, thanks be to God. But in those moments, when I was processing the fact that she was so sick, I thought, goodness me, I was so concerned about something that really doesn't matter in life, instead of using the moments I had with my friend to encourage her, to be a light to her, and just to enjoy her company. Now, I know it's complex, right? Because we have to live in this world, and she wants to hear about my everyday as well. But the Lord convicted me in those moments. He convicted me to remember that my life is so much more than material things, and that life is so short. And so I want to spend it having conversations that matter, doing things that matter, and focusing my attention most on people and on the gospel and on my church and on my family, because those things matter. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, my thoughts are so incomplete today, but your word stands tall. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus to tabernacle with us to show us your glory, and not a veiled glory, but an on display for all to see glory. We stand in awe of you, Lord Christ. Thank you for reminding us to number our days. Help us to live each of them with intention, knowing that ultimately our goal is to help others flourish, specifically in the spiritual world. We thank you, Lord, that you have mercy upon us and that you know our lifespan, and nothing takes you by surprise. Like the psalmist, we wrestle with our tongue. We want to say things, especially in the face of evil. And yet, Lord, we know that you are the one who has the final word. And so we ask that you would be the defeater of evil, that you would come into the situations in our lives, in our fellowship, in our community that need a touch, and in our world, Lord, forgive us for being so myopic and just seeing that which is in front of us and getting wrapped up in things that don't matter. Help us to be people who love your world and serve you with all that we are. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. And now I send you out with a blessing. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.